1 o'clock. All right, everyone, I am going to call this meeting to order. This is the November 17th, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. And my name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. And my job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include administrative appeals and plat amendments. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, though the hearing process does have certain rules, I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure that we're going to use. First of all, for the first item on today's agenda, I am gonna, at the end of this introduction, I am gonna continue that. So basically the language that I'm reading here today about the hearing process deals with the second item on today's agenda. But how this process is going to work is that staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative will be given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify on the matter we're going to talk about today, I'll give them that opportunity. And because the applicant has the burden of proof, if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make. If you are going to testify, what I'm going to have you do is unmute yourself and state your name and address. I will then swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. If you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. And I remind those members of the public that are here today that this is not a question and answer period. This is just a time for you to present your testimony, your evidence, your facts as to why the project does or does not comply with the applicable rules and regulations. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration or request to reopen the hearing, my decision on this matter will be final and conclusive unless it is appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. They have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal is not timely filed, the appeal would be barred. Bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. I have reviewed both items that are on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the properties or the proposal to be heard today. I will be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included, again, all the application materials, all the agency and public comments, all the noticing documents, their site plan drawings, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. All right, as indicated, we're gonna take the first item on today's agenda. Very quickly, this is a application this is an administrative appeal given application number AA21-251. This matter is being continued by stipulation of the county and the appellant to February 2nd, 2022 at 9 a.m. This is being done on the record, again, with the agreement of both the appellant and the county. No further notice will be required because this is being continued at the open record public hearing. We'll turn to the next item on today's agenda. This is a plat amendment given application number PA21-253. And this is an application for a plat amendment to reconfigure internal lots and convey ingress and egress and utility easements and other easements and alter lot lines and other changes to the plat related to this Chelan Cove subdivision, and which is property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all the application materials, including the site plan, there have been comments that have been submitted, Those are admitted into the record. Noticing documents, I will admit all of those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is a application for a plat amendment for Chelan Cove. The amendment proposes to reconfigure internal lot lines for lot 9 and lot 13 of Chelan Cove, convey ingress, egress, and utility easements to eliminate an ingress and egress easement to alter two notes on the face of the plat. The subject property is located within an urban residential 2 zoning district within the Manson urban growth area. Pursuant to Chelan County Code Title 12, for plat alterations, signatures of those persons having ownership of the lots to be altered, signature of the each property owner shall be on the application. The property owners of both lot 9 and lot 13 are the same person, and they have signed the application. Staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with all the applicable codes and regulations, with which are further identified in the staff report. Based on these findings and the agency comments received, staff has recommended approval with conditions.
All right, thank you very much. I have reviewed this item and all the materials that are sent to me. I'm familiar with the request, so I appreciate your report. Thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed? If so, please unmute yourself.
I am ready to proceed.
Okay, and your name and an address for the record?
Raven Campbell, P.O. Box 1478, Everett, Washington, 9201, with Insight Engineering Company.
Okay, and what was your first name, ma'am?
Raven, like the bird.
All right. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me today. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And Ms. Campbell, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and the applicant today?
I am.
Perfect. All right, what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I believe that you all have gone over it pretty thoroughly, and I really don't have much to add that hasn't already been said.
Have you had a chance to review the staff report?
I have, and we find the conditions satisfactory.
Okay, and do you agree with all the representations that are set forth within the staff report?
We do, rather.
Okay. And is there anything else that you'd like to add about this project?
I feel that the introduction given by Ms. Strother and yourself were perfectly acceptable and completely within the realm of fact, and captured the project well, and I have nothing additional to add to that.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Campbell. I see two other people here today. Ms. Bloom, is there anything that you would like? Do you want to testify in this matter today?
Yes, I would, sir.
All right. I'll have you state your name and an address for me.
Thank you. My name is Kathleen Blum, and I reside at 15 Helios Hills Lane, Manson, Washington.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me.
And I don't know if you can see me or not, but my right hand is up.
No, I can't, but I'm going to trust you on this. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. And what would you like to tell me?
I am a member of the Manson Community Council, and we never did receive the staff report on this project. so I have not been able to read the conditions. The Manson Communities Council is a concern that this is going to put another access onto Lakeshore Boulevard by changing these lot lines. And we are against this, as we were 10 years ago when this development was approved, that they had one ingress and egress for all the lots coming onto Lakeshore Boulevard. And I don't think, well, I know the council and the locals do not want to see that changed. Nothing has been done in the 10 years since this was approved to change the roads or improve the roads in that area. It is a country road. It is a narrow road. There is no center line down that road, nor is there any parking on either side of the road. Since that time when this was approved, I have counted for a mile and a half to Wellow Point, which is, this is the road to Wellow Point out in Manson, 45 new homes and 30 STR vacation rentals along that road. It is becoming a very, very busy trafficked county road. And it is not a straight road. It is a narrow, curvy road, as I said. We think that the, also cars can't park on either side, and a lot of cars are parking there. So it makes it very, very difficult. If I can get all my notes together. If we go past Wellow Point and continuing out, I can tell you there are an additional at least 25 new homes. I walked that area just this morning to count that area. So I don't think we need any more ingress and egress on that highway at this time until the county steps up and does some basic road improvements. I don't think there's any reason to change the ingress and egress at this time for this piece of property. I can tell you that the population of Manson and Chelan is 10% of the county's population, and that during the summertime, the tourist visitors in the Chelan area are over 2 million a year, and that during the summertime, at any given major holiday weekend in the Chelan Valley, to include Manson, we add an additional 100,000 people to the area for those weekends. And a lot of those are vacationers. Obviously, they don't know their way around. They don't know what's around the next corner, and they don't necessarily know where they're going. And I just think at this time, till the county starts doing some road improvements, we've got to be very conservative with our ingress and egress off of these country roads. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Ms. Sorensen, did you want to provide testimony today?
I do.
Okay. Can you state your name and an address for the record?
Sure. Carrie Sorensen. 34 Ford Street in Manson.
All right. Once again, I'll have you raise your right hand for me, please.
Up.
And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right. Thank you. And what would you like to tell me?
You know, I'm also here on behalf of Manson Community Council. And the one thing that I want to make really clear is when the owner of these two parcels purchase this property, the agreement for the egress and ingress for that whole area down there for that development was already in place. The fact that now she does not find it agreeable to have to drive across one of the properties, one of her own properties, to get to the driveway to get out, the fact that that's disagreeable at this point, it's really not fair to the community, because that development was approved with that one egress and ingress. So I respectfully ask for this to be denied on behalf of the community. That is a very high traffic area and very narrow and a very steep embankment down that bank. So having any other ones coming up and into that road is a really bad idea. I don't know, because we didn't get the paperwork showing the things that are going to be required. I don't know if you have pictures of that road or not, but it's incredibly steep, that embankment that goes down to the development. So out of respect for the community, I'm asking that you decline this request.
All right, thank you. Ms. Trother, was this application or this staff report sent out to the Manson Community Council. They seem to say that they didn't receive it.
They didn't request it.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Ms. Campbell, you need to take notes on this as well. What I'm going to do is I'm going to direct that staff send the staff report to the Manson Community Council. I will give the Manson Community Council until we have Thanksgiving coming up. Till November 29th to submit whatever written response they wish to make. And then I will give the applicant 1 week until December 6th to submit whatever response that they wish to make to whatever comments come through from the Manson Community Council. And then I will have my decision issued. The record will close on December 6th at 5 p.m. And I will have my written decision out by December 20th. All right, Ms. Campbell, do you understand that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, terrific. Ms. Strother, you understand?
What date did you want the community council's comments in by?
That would be by Monday, November 29th. And so I'm hopeful that you can email your staff report to either Ms. Blum or Ms. Sorensen, hopefully today, if you have their email address, or you can get it from them, or they can get it to you. And then we'll keep the record open for their response to give them an opportunity to see the staff report and what is being requested. I'm certain that they can also come down to community development if you wanted to. Are you guys open to have people come in to see files, Ms. Strother?
Yes, sir.
All right. So Ms. Blum or Ms. Sorensen, you're certainly welcome to come down to the community development office if you want to look at the application and the materials that are in the file. But otherwise, I will have staff email you up their staff report. All right, Ms. Blum, any questions?
No, I think that's very good, and I appreciate that we will be receiving the staff report.
All right, Ms. Sorensen, any questions?
No, thank you.
All right, so with that, the record is kept open until the dates I've mentioned, and for the purposes that I've mentioned, the record, as I say, will close at 5 p.m. on December 6th. With a decision made within 10 working days after that day. So there are no other items on today's agenda. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to adjourn this November 17, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all for coming. This meeting is now adjourned.